There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
President Trump's words yesterday after the Attorney General released his summary of the special counsel's report. And part of what Trump said there is true. Robert Mueller's investigation did not establish collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. But Mueller appears to have left a lot of questions unanswered on obstruction of justice, for example. And what about that Trump Tower Moscow deal that was being secretly discussed during the 2016 campaign? Yep, lots of questions there, too. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. And Charles, you're standing at the spot where the tower would have been built. Why is this an important detail that still needs answers, do you think?
Well, I mean, the big million-dollar question, of course, is whether there was some kind of quid pro quo, because candidate Trump obviously was very soft on Russia. In debates, he seemed to kind of pursue this idea of better relations with Russia, which in theory sounds like a good idea, but he seemed to avoid criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin in particular. Now, was this because he had this deal in the offing and he was looking at possibly trying to seal it with approval of the Russian president? We don't know. Ultimately, they backed out of the deal when it became politically unfeasible after he won the nomination.
So the building was not approved. Was there interest and excitement in having a Trump Tower just because of the brand?
Well, there were always rumors about a Trump Tower coming to Moscow. In some ways, Trump, you know, reflects some of this Moscow aesthetic, the sort of glitziness of you know, Russia's sort of post-Soviet boom economy, and particularly in the aughts. But again, I think it's a little bit of a tale of what could have been, because as you look again here at Moscow City, as I look up at these different buildings, many of them are still not complete. Even as I came out of the metro here, you know, there are couches that are covered up. You're not for sitting yet, sort of escalators that lead to nowhere. And so I think in some ways that's in part because of Western sanctions, and Western sanctions that were imposed or certainly strengthened after the allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential elections.
Since Friday, Charles, as you know, people and pundits have been ruminating over the Mueller report, the waiting game for the Attorney General's summary of it, and then this four-page letter that is a hint at details, but not obviously the full report. What does this chapter in this whole investigation and this Russia-U.S. connection, what does this all look like from Moscow today?
Well, we heard from the Kremlin, Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. He said that, once again, as Russia's always said, they didn't interfere in the 2016 elections. This time, Peskov had this very curious sort of allegory. He said it was hard to find a black cat in a dark room, especially if there is no cat. Now, of course, you know, the Attorney General, William Barr, issued this summary, as you noted. It said nothing about cats, but it did say that the Mueller investigation found no evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. What the Russians seem to be leaving out of the equation is the fact that Barr did say that Mueller's investigation did conclude that Russia interfered in the U.S. election through disinformation and cyber hacking. So these are the charges that Moscow seems to look the other way on and concentrate on the positive, which is that, you know, from what they're hearing out of Washington, there is no collusion between Russia and the U.S. And the Trump campaign, and saying, you know, we could have told you that all along. It was a waste of resources, time, and money.
Reporter Charles Maines there speaking with us from the spot in Moscow where a Trump Tower had once been proposed.